Okay, we're in Simen Reish Samach Tes, Sif Yud Gimel. Reish Samach Tes, I meant. Sif Yud Gimel. Okay, how about, you really made a big mistake. In Hispal Shochol, your Friday night, you davened a weekday davening, a regular weekday marv. Flohiska Shabbos, and you didn't make any insertion for Shabbos, one situation. Or number two, Oshaloh Hispal Klal, or you haven't davened at all, and you're chayv to daven marv. V'shama mishlich tzibur bracha me'ein sheva me'rosh v'atzof. And you heard this me'ein sheva from again avos until mekadesh Shabbos, from the chazan, word for word until the end. Yotza, you have fulfilled your obligation with marv, because the first situation is the wrong shmon esrei, so that's certainly not yotze. Not davening is certainly not yotze as well. And interesting, my commentary says here that you're Yotze, but then afterwards you have to say Ose Shalom Bim Romov and take three steps back. Okay, let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Chav Zayim, Jesham Rishlich Tzibur, you heard the Chazan. Mishum the Tfilis Arvis Rishus, since Marv is only a Rishus to begin with. Makilim, but we are lenient. Now, what's the idea of being lenient? Because normally, the only time a chazan can discharge your obligation is usually you have to daven yourself, right? Normally, a person can daven. You don't have a chazan discharge. Only an ignoramus who doesn't know how to daven. Obviously, you know how to daven. You daven the wrong shmon esrei, let's say, or whatever. Or let's say, if you weren't yotze, you can't be yotze by listening to chazaras hashatz. And certainly marv of Shabbos, where you didn't hear the whole thing at all. You only heard the me'ein sheva. Still in all, since marv bechlal is a rishus, it's not obligatory, so therefore we're lenient in it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is really saying over there. So Yotza, you have been Yotze. Ulechachil, however, initially, Yeshli Zohar, Lomar, Imashlech, Tzibur, Mila, Bamila. It's better to be careful to say every word together with the Chazan. Minchil, Abracha, from the beginning of the Bracha, Adsof, until the end, Baruch Adash, HaMekadesh, HaShabbos. What if the Shlech Tzibur already said the main Sheva, and then you realized you did the wrong davening, and after that, then Tzarech Lachzor as well, you have to daven over a complete Shmon Esrei. Vlomer B'yachid, Birchas Me'en Sheva. You don't just say Birchas Me'en Sheva to make up for a failed Marv. Gamnachan Adav, it's also proper, Shim Niskar Kodem Sheshoma Me'ashliach Tzibur Abrocha HaNiskar Lel Shelo Yisvach Hoseb. Really, it's proper if you remembered before the Chazan said Me'en Sheva that you didn't say a proper Shmon Esrei. It's not proper to rely on this. Rakis Pal Odatam Odapam Tfilas Sheva Kaseder. You should daven a regular Friday night Marv. Why? In the brackets, ki yesh cholkim al ikar hadin hazeh. I am betrothed. There are those who argue in this whole presumption that you be yotze by listening to Me'en Sheva, as is brought down in the Torah. Okay. Piskei Tshuva. Yeah, he just reaffirms that the Mishnah Berurah is right. You shouldn't rely on this, really. You should say your own. But he says, b'dieved, or in a pressed situation, you can rely on this law and say the whole Me'ein Sheva with the Chazan. And some say, if you just tell the Chazan to have you in mind with his Me'ein Sheva, and you listen to it, that's also good according to some in a pressed situation. And you should still say Elokai Nitzor afterwards, or at least Yulur Atzon. And then take the three steps back and say, Oseh Shalom. Okay. What about if you didn't daven Marav and you just said Me'ein Sheva yourself without the Chazan, by yourself? It's different opinions if B'dieved, that's okay. Okay. All right, that's the main thing over there. Okay, he brings down, there, those of the custom after the main Sheva to say the paragraph of Mizmor LeDavid. You say that? Sfarad say it? Well, that's based on the Kisvei Arizal, and it's based on Kabbalistic reasons, and that's the Borchu also. You do another Borchu. It's also a Kabbalistic reason. Okay, and Arizal says you should always say it. Weekday, Shabbos, everything. However, some did not accept his teaching by Shabbos and Yontif, even though everything else to do like the Arizal. All right. Good. Moving on. Reish Samach Tes. Din HaKiddush B'Beis HaKnesses. The law of Kiddush in the Shul. Says the Shul. So one Sif Simen. But it's a little big one. Noagim L'Kaddish B'Beis HaKnesses. The custom is to make Kiddush in Shul following the main Sheva, before Aleinu, to do, make Kiddush then. V'ein l'b'kaddish lito miyayin a Kiddush, but the one making Kiddush should not drink from it. Ela matimo l'kot, and give it for a child to taste it, so the bracha is not a wasted bracha. And why are you not yotze with this Kiddush? Because the ain Kiddush ela b'makam suda. There's no such thing as being yotze Kiddush if you're not in a place of a meal, and you're not going to eat in the shul, but in your house. So therefore, you don't drink that. When we occur, and originally in Ol Niskin, the only reason we had Kiddush was established in Shul, Elbishvil Orchim, for guests, to Ochli Veshasi Beis Knishto, that are going to eat Shul. In Shul, they brought their little satchel of moldy bread or whatever, and they're eating in Shul. They don't have nowhere to go. So at least they should be able to hear Kiddush. Lotzim Edei Chavosim, to discharge their obligation. V'achshav nowadays, Afol Gamv. Even though nowadays nobody eats in shul, no guests eat in shul, lo bot la takana, that takana was not nullified. Zel tam hamakomo shenoga l'kaddish beis haknesses. This is a reason for places who still make kiddush in shul. Avol yoser tov lahanig shalol l'kaddish beis haknesses, says the Shulchan Aruch. It's better to have a custom not to make kiddush in shul, as the Torah wonders on this minug. Okay. Says that's all the Shulchan Aruch. Then the Rama add. That's the Minhag Eretz Yisrael, not to make Kiddush Friday night in Shul. Hagos says Rama, V'nagu lamud b'shoshim v'kach v'seknesses. The custom is to stand at the time you say Kiddush in Shul. All right, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. Mati Mola Katan. You give it to a Katan to drink. There's a problem here. Now, there's a little background to this Mishnah Berurah. Listen to this. The Torah wonders on this minig to make Kiddush nowadays in Shul. Because there's nobody who eats there. And it's only a custom. The custom was when there were guests. And we know, you don't make Kiddush in a place where there's no Suda. Right? Now, over there, in Shul now, no one's going to eat a Suda. Right? So it would almost be, really, nowadays, Bracha Levatala. What are you making Kiddush for? Nobody's eating. Right? And because of this question, the Shulchan Aruch said, give it to a child. Right? That's why we say, give it to a child. To be Yotzi, the Bracha, the Katan, it's not a Bracha Levatala. But that's still not enough of an answer, because you're not allowed to feed a katan something that's usher in your hands. Can you give a katan treif? No. So you're giving a katan wine. There's no suda from Kiddush. What are you doing that? Since he's not really yotze Kiddush as well, the katan, unless he would eat there. So why are you allowed to give it to him? So that's the question, really the underspoken question Mishnah Berurah is now going to address in Sif Katan Aleph. Hine, to address that issue, Yeshua, and some say, Shizer Litain, You should be careful to give wine kiddush rak l'katan sholigil chinuch, to a katan who hasn't reached the age of chinuch, who doesn't have to worry about the issues of kiddush. Aval among an Avram, Kosmog Avram writes, in the name of the poskim, the muta litan afilu katan shigil chinuch. He says you can give it to a katan who has reached the age of chinuch, which is hainu kivar shis kvar sheva, 6 or 7 years old. Kol chadl from chorfa, every child depending on how smart they are. Vader of the opposite, yitain rak l'kotin shalog yichav, the opposite, if you give it to a child who hasn't reached chinuch, then mamish yeh bracha sam bracha v'tol. Then the bracha is wasted. D'alohi gila chinuch l'bracha. You don't have to teach him to make brachas. V'afil fi mashim avar l'kam asim shin mem gimel. Even what we're going to learn later on in shin mem gimel. D'lahach l'bi yadayim l'kotin afil d'rim asur midr abonon. Even though to give a kid something treif, you're not allowed to give kid, 1 second, the osur l'hachl is forbidden to give a kid something that's even only osur d'rabbanan. Hachasher, here it's okay, maybe they come at time, many reasons, looking at my rum, etc., etc. So you got a lot of issues over here. Okay, now, anyway, hu adin, demutar l'hachl l'ketanim v'shavis v'shach v'kiddush. For that reason, you can give your children to eat before they hear shach, a kiddush by shachris, okay, lifnei kiddush, what? Oh, how do you read this? I don't like the way this reads. Let's see, I'm going to look over here. What is going on over here? So even though, so hach is sharmi coming in, for who adin? Oh, I missed in 2 words. Who adin is the law? Also, the mutar lahachal k'tan b'shabbos shach v'nei kiddush. Also, you could give children to eat before hearing kiddush in the morning. Why? V'asul anosam, and you're forbidden to starve them. Okay, kasser achron. The later rabbis write to him, ain kut and shigil chinuch v'ezek knesses. What if there's no kid in the shul? Azayishta b'shir revius. Said the guy should then drink a revius. Sheichashiv b'makom. So that's considered suda, as it says in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Hey, and therefore Riotziv is a V'yofarcha Habracha, and they make a bracha run afterwards. V'yachshu b'day to lots of kiddush. You have a mind to Yotziv the kiddush. In other words, we will see later on a revis. Well, some say it should be 2 revis, but if you drink a revis, that's considered a suda. So this guy making kiddush drinks a revis, and it's Yotziv with a suda. We come with some all Yochol Acher Kach Lach So Kaddish Beiso. That you can make kiddush again when you get home. Why lahotzi b'nei beso, to discharge your family, as it will say in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Dalet. So you see, it's not so pushed over here, as we will see. All right, base, and why are we giving it to the kid? The ain kiddush, you can only make kiddush where there's a suda. And the ain makadosh yotze b'kiddush, the one making kiddush is not yotze with this kiddush. Came and shall welcome a suda since it's not a place of his meal. Shemachy, therefore, also lo litom klum, therefore shouldn't drink anything. Achi kaddish mokum suda so. Until you make kiddush where you're going to eat. So therefore, you have to give it to the kid. Gimel, bebei knishta. 1 second. Because the whole custom, but originally the custom only made for people who are eating in the shul, to be yotzi them. Ayin lakam and look earlier in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, Sifav, Mishabruk, Mashkam, is that fine. Dalet lo tzim dei chavasim to discharge them. V'yavah gav dem akadish atzmol. Yes, even though the guy making kiddush wasn't yotze, because he's not eating. Still in all, motzi esachem, you motzi others, as it's written in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, the kiddush yochel levarach lechem, you can make kiddush for others, afal pi she'eino ochel, you're not eating with them. So therefore, you're doing it for the people when there was the custom that there were people who would eat there. So you could make kiddush, even though you're not yotze, but you're making it for others who are yotze, because they're going to eat that meal over here. But that was in those days. Sifkatan hay, says the Shulchan Aruch, says, we don't have any more guests anymore. So that's why some aren't mevatel minig. But better, he says, and that is the Beis Yosef's opinion himself, according to Tosos in the Rush, it's better to conduct yourself not to make kiddush and shul. In our country, says the Mishnah, no gim l'kaddish beis haknesses b'shabbos yontiv. We do have custom to say kiddush shabbos and yontiv. Milvad, except milel rishol pesach, not except for pesach night. Ain l'kaddish beis haknesses. Don't make kiddush beis haknesses because you have to make it in the seder. We don't have more than 4 cups. Okay. Or more than that, remember the custom was the people had no place to eat. And they ate in shul, but Pesach, everybody gets invited out. And we try to the hidur to make to buy to find wine and make kiddush on the wine. Usually you would sell this mitzvah for money. So the guy wants to give money for all the kiddush and avdolas in the shul. That was a custom. It's an honor. And we don't nullify the minhag. Many people establish this like the Rashba. Okay, then the Ramah adds, but the custom is to stand when you make kiddush and shul. Lamo, Tzavkat Nufav, Omer Rishon Rishon says, Zemoil le Ayefus Habirkayim. And that helps for the tiredness of the loins.
The knees.
It's good to make your knees strong. To stand during Kiddush. Okay.
That's the reason.
Peace, Ketshuva. Well, I guess mystical, right? Peace, Ketshuva. Okay. So far, all we had from the Shulchan Aruch is that he says, Shulchan Aruch says it's better to not make Kiddush and Shul. And that's the custom Eretz Yisrael. The Ramah didn't seem to agree. I mean, he just says the custom is to stand when you make Kiddush and Shul. So let's see the final result. Says the Piskei Tshuva. And nowadays, in most places, they don't make Kiddush and Shul. Ella, just in a few places, that's the custom. All right. Okay. And therefore, those who still do it, they shouldn't change their custom because it's based on holy foundations. Even if there's known to be motzei, because the original decree remains. Just like we say Mein Sheva, just like Magen Avos. Right? Why are we saying Magen Avos? We don't have our shuls in the fields anymore. But we didn't nullify that decree, so we don't nullify this decree for those who don't. Okay, or let's say lighting Hanukkah candles in shul. There's no reason to do it anymore. Everybody lights at home. Still, we have that Persume Nisa. You do that over here. So Kiddush Friday night and Shabbos, there's a great Persume Nisa. You're talking about Kiddush where you are declaring this testimony in front of a whole shul, right? And there could be Amaratzim who don't make Kiddush in their home at all. And at least your Yotzei Kiddush biblically for those who aren't going to make Kiddush at home. So those who still do it, they should keep doing it, but most places do not do it. And therefore, those who do it, and there's no one eating in the shul afterwards, you should give it to a katan who has reached the age of chinuch, and he hears the bracha barbaric government from the guy making the Kiddush, and he drinks at least a cheekful. And it's really proper if the kid would drink a revis and make a bracha achrona afterwards, ala geffen. And if there's no cutting to hear it, the guy makes kiddush should drink a revis. Okay. Now, interesting. He says, for the ones who make kiddush, you should say the whole nusach of kiddush. And if it's on yontif, you do that plus shechayanu. And everybody should stand in the shul. Okay, and then at home he goes over and says Kiddush again, and let's say it was Yontif, he'd make another Shechayanu again even. Okay, that's how it appears, and it appears from the Rishonim.
When we light the Hanukkah candle.
Yeah, you shouldn't do this Kiddush in Shul unless there's a minion of people listening. And don't have a kid say the Kiddush, because it's not honorable for the Tzibur. And if a shul has many minyanim, you only have to make kiddush once in the main minyan where most people are. You don't have to do it in the late minyan. Okay. Okay. So in the Mishnah Berurah also, you can give kids to eat Shabbos morning before kiddush because you want to inflict pain on them. Similarly, before kiddush Friday night, you can give kids to eat. Okay. So when the kids get older, they should be trained to try to not eat based according to their age. Okay, that was the whole Siman Reish Samach Tes.
Another short one.
Now another short one. And it's called Siman Ayin Reish, if you notice. Why is it called Siman Ayin Reish? Why isn't it called Reish Ayin?
No, not to say Ra.
Because Reish Ayin is Ra, bad. And we don't want to ever write anything that has to do with bad. Opposite, Ayin Reish, air, means wake up. Wake up. All right. So, Lomar, the next thing we do is to say the Mishnayos of Bameh Madlikin. Aha, now that we're going to see. Well, we'll see, because we know that's going to put us out of order over here, right? Because we're already finished Magen Avos. What's Bameh Madlikin doing over there? So we'll see. Mishulchan Aruch says, if Aleph, Nogin Loma Perk Bameh Madlikin, the custom is to say the chapter of Bameh Madlikin, Vaha Svaradim, Omri Mosok Kodim Tfilas Arvit, Vanachon. Svaradim say before Arvit, and that is proper. Okay. So I don't know why he didn't put it earlier. Okay. Sifkat Aleph, Perk Bameh Madlikin. Why? Why do we say it? L'fishyesh bo din hadlaka. It has the laws of light. How do you light candles Friday night? And also the last thing that says, Ushlosha dvarim sarachon lomer besocha beso. And the three things a man has to say in his house right before Shabbos, im hashkashen, when it gets dark. So that's why it's appropriate. Sifkat beis, kodon tefilas arvit, before Marev. Why is the reason for that? Shemakomosim, in their places, makdim lispal arvis. They say arvis a bit early. From Plaga Minchan afterwards, they were saying it early. For they Kriyas Perek says, "You can become by reading this chapter beforehand." Yeda Kama Bameh Madlikim. I'm sorry. It was she Yikra Mikodem Yeda Bameh Madlikim. You'll know what to light with, and also Viyiskar Shloshet Zvarim. You'll remember the three things. Viyasim, you'll warn the family to do it. And others will remind you. Valkenka Shulchan Aruch Du Anochan Del Achet Filas Arvis May Nafkeminich. Therefore, he's saying it's proper to do it before, comma, because the lachet was like, because after Marv, might not, what's going to help? After Marv, everybody's lit. There's something after the fact. Makes sense. Okay, and that's what we do. What about the places who do say it after Arvit? Kasev in Hage Mahara Kloisner, it says from that rabbi, Hatam, the reason why we do it. Why? Kidei she'im ya'achar arub milospal, because if a person's late in davening, yiloshos lospal ba'od she'omru b'meh madlikim, he'll have time to catch up while they're saying b'meh madlikim. You don't have to go home alone. That doesn't make any sense. Because if you say it before Mariv, you're also going to delay the shul. What does it matter when you say it? You're saying it. He's saying it. Those who say it afterwards... So say it before. The guy's late. What is saying by my league? You give the guy another 5 minutes. So what's Marv giving 5 minutes before Marv, 5 minutes after Marv? He's late. I say the opposite. If he's late, say it before so maybe he can catch it. Tefillah b'tzibur. I don't understand it. Okay, therefore, ain't no money so be Shabbos Cholomoy. Therefore, according to that opinion, you wouldn't say it on Shabbos Cholomoy. L'fishein ma'achim kol kach lovel v'eskaz. We don't get delayed to go to shul. L'fishein osam v'amlach. We don't do work. And Taka, we don't say Bameh Madlikin Shabbos Yom Tov. Anyway, Kazo Bach the Bach writes, Shei Shlomer Madlik Achidish, you should say Bameh Madlikim after Kiddush in Shul. Why? De Ayule Yoma Adif Umachtimim Le. What's that? It's better to make this Shabbos earlier.
Yeah.
When you make Kiddush, you're making it earlier. But in our places, Aminig Lomer Bameh Madlikim Kaidim. Our custom is say Bameh Madlikim before Kiddush. Because of Bepresha writes that Tom, the reason is the Nair Beso Vikidish Hayom Nair Beso Adif. We know we have a principle. If you have enough money only for lighting the candles or making Kiddush, the candles come first when there's only one thing. So certainly you should still do candles beforehand. See, the saying by Madlikim deals with candles, so you should say that first. Okay, as we said earlier, it's Siman Reish Samach Gimel. All right, let's just do the next Sif before we do any Piskei Tshuva because it's short. Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Yesh She'ein Omrim Oso B'Yantar Shechol Yos B'Rav Shabbos. Some do not say B'Madlikim on a Yontif that came out on Friday and going into Shabbos. Yesh She'ein Omrim Oso B'Shabbos Chanukah. Those who don't say it on Shabbos Chanukah. Interesting. Ramah Ve'Nogim came B'Chanukah. That's not the custom on Chanukah. The custom is to yes say it on Shabbos Chanukah. U'B'Shabbos Shel Chol HaMoed. What about Shabbos as Chol HaMoed? Ein Omrim Oso, don't say it. We don't say when there's any yontif business around it. Sifkot and Gimel, we don't say it when yontif is Friday. Shechol dios for Shabbos lufi she ein yochalomer isartim. You can't say that you tithe that question because you can't tithe on yontif for Shabbos. She masters be yontif. Chem be yontif shechol be Shabbos. Same thing. We don't make a difference. Even though you could do it, it's Friday, but we don't make a difference. Dalit Shal Chanukah. Why not Chanukah? It mentions the puzzle wicks. We know that wicks that are not good on Shabbos, and that's what the Mishnah talks about, but they are okay for Chanukah. So why would you mention those if you could use them for the Chanukah lights? Be that as it may, we say it anyway. B'Shabbos. V'chein b'Yom Kippur. M'shchol b'Shabbos. So similarly, Yom Kippur, it comes on Shabbos, we don't say B'mem Adlikin either. Okay, let's see the Piskei Tshuva on this. Nowadays, we say this chapter before Maariv, even though it's after Mekabel Shabbos by Bo'i Shalom. See? Even Svardim say it, say it before, it's still early. We still weren't Makadosh Shabbos. All right? But we're Makadosh Shabbos after Kabbalah Shabbos. But still in all, because it'll still help for people to come late to shul. That will still make sense based on that reason. Okay. He says also it's good to go over the possible prohibitions that are written in this chapter. There are prohibitions. You can't do certain things. So when you get home, you won't do those things. And you can't take some oil off from the side. Certain things will remind you for the halachas when you come home that we shouldn't use the light for any of our personal needs. Or you don't eat food if you didn't miser it. Or you don't carry in case, you know, you didn't make an Erev, right? So, and there's other mystical things. So, now, interesting, since this was made primarily now for the congregation, it's an individual, but even though it's for the congregation, an individual davening at home can also say, Bameh Madlikin. All right, we have a little more Piskei Tshuva. We'll leave that tomorrow.